All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. Fukuoka Fat Guys, episode 28.
Yep.
Man, what a lovely Sunday this is.
Shit, what? It's like a Sunday of next week.
Shit. Man, we are so sorry for being late, man. Things have just been coming up left and right. And, you know, we know last week's was late and we know this week's was late, but our goal is still just to put a smile on you guys' faces and hope you'll forgive us for the stuff. But we do have good reasoning, right?
Yep. I got gonorrhea.
That was not where I was going to go with that, but sure. What is gonorrhea? Which one's that? Is that the one where you...
It's like a mammogram one.
Fuck you. You feel that. Fuck you. We got to meet some of our listeners because we work with a few of them, and oh, Lord, were they giving me shit about that. Oh, excuse me. Oh, man, but... Yes, we were out camping, shall we say?
Yep, volunteering.
Yes, volunteering to suffer with kids for many, many days. And we were trying to do another, you know, group campfire podcast like we did. What was that? In March? Yeah. May?
We had some fire yesterday. Dude, we could not stop laughing.
No. So what happened was, is like, if you guys remember, a few months ago, we did like one with like, you know, few people in the room. It was super ghetto, but we forgot our recorder. So we were like, all right, we're going to do it with a cell phone. And what led to this was another Carl, a.k.a. Mac, telling us the story about the hot Carl.
The darkness.
The darkness, Mac, the darkness. And so, you know, we're just a bunch of dudes camping in this room, and somebody mentioned anal play, and then Mac's like, you should look up hot Carl. And so we knew it was going to be something bad, and yeah. So that's what I did.
Because it's a Carl with a C.
And the hot Carl, for those of you who are squeamish or just don't want to hear nasty shit, please
turn off. Yeah,
pause and replay. Start playing again in like 3 minutes or so. But a hot Carl apparently is when you wrap somebody in saran wrap around their face and drop a load on them.
Yep, and you get points, right?
So there was a big, great explanation.
And on Urban
Dictionary, and it was hilarious. It went from a hot Carl to a chili dog. To a chili dog. God, that's so disgusting.
You should just open that up and read that right now.
Do you want me to do it?
Just do it. Just do it.
I don't know.
It's so good.
Oh, God.
It was so good.
It's so stupid, but we couldn't, you know.
We were cracking up so hard.
I was crying, and Carl's like, we need this. We need this for the podcast.
So we tried to record it for like, we're talking for like a good 15 minutes, and I go, I'm going to check it out. Let's see if it's recording. And it
didn't even get 30 seconds.
Nope.
It was like that song Tenacious D's tribute.
Yeah.
And like they couldn't remember the best song in the world. Oh, we felt so stupid.
Yeah, but check out some of this goodness.
So this is what it is. If I start laughing, I'm fucking sorry. But hot Carl, mostly everyone is wrong. A hot Carl is the act of putting saran over the face and taking a dump on it. Anal to oral is called a rusty trombone. Dumping on the chest is called a Cleveland steamer. And anal to tit fuck is a chili dog. If you have the squirts and can attain maximum heat and force a hole through the saran onto the skin and mouth, you are awarded extra points and Carl would be proud. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it was way worse because I started crying. I was laughing so hard.
It was fun at camp. It was really fun.
Yeah, and then we had to look up because we're like, rusty trombone, that's not right.
That didn't sound good when we were like, no, that's not a rusty trombone.
It was funny how many of us wasn't a fucking rusty trombone. Oh,
the chili dog. You got to read the chili dog, though.
Yeah, the chili dog is where... Oh, God, did I not read it? Chili dog. So chili dog. Anal to tit fuck is called a chili dog. I mean, like, you just go with a mental image of that. You're just like, oh my God. But dude, it was so fun. Everybody was in on it. We were laughing. Didn't get fucking more than like 6 seconds or so.
Gold was gone.
But we were trying.
Yeah, we were. We were really trying hard. So,
and just know that for the next camp, we will bring the stuff and we will do it out there. So we didn't mean to leave you all behind. We're really committed and we really do love that. You know, you guys listen to us and have fun, and you know, hopefully, you're making you smile and enjoying your drive or whatever the fuck you're doing.
Yep, I mean, we did start this thing for our fitness
I forgot about that. We usually will we ever be the Fukuoka Fit guys?
Nope. Always the Fukuoka Fat guys.
But in other updates, last week I got my blood pressure and everything checked again. My blood pressure is the lowest it's been in a couple years now, which was 128 over 78.
Yeah, you're not going to die tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, I'm doing thank you for that positivity. But we were talking, you know, a while back about the screens. What was it, the hormone screens or something?
Yeah, a testosterone-like panel.
Yeah, so I asked my doctor for one, and he's like, do you have hair? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, are you balding? I'm like, no. He's like, can you get an erection? He's like, and I'm like, yeah. So he's like, I don't think you need the screening. And I was like, oh. It's like, well, doesn't it check for like thyroid and stuff? He's like, oh, we can check your thyroid. So he's like, here, we'll just go take the blood right now and I'll give you your results next month. So I go over to get my blood and I've been in this hospital for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. First male nurse I've ever seen. Motherfucker can't draw blood. And he's a fucking veteran. I got so goddamn mad. Motherfucker pokes me twice. And then he had to do it from like the tip of my right wrist. Oh, God, I hate fucking needles. And I wanted to punch this man in the throat. Shit fucking sucks. But yeah, next month, like on the 18th or so, maybe I'll have some interesting news for y'all, you know.
So your blood pressure is good, but your testosterone is we don't know. And your thyroid is dun dun dun.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out why I can't fucking lose some weight, even though I diet. I was dieting good for 2 weeks, yo.
Well, today's dinner was sponsored by McDonald's.
Oh, God. And then we just got so fucking mad.
Hey, the last 3 days, right? So I go, hey, let's try not to gain weight. So the first day was really good. Like,
we were all good.
I was like watching when I ate, and then like, dude, I was just so tired that first night, and I was like, oh, dude.
But then, we're burning extra calories when we're out there.
Hey, don't make any excuses. Come on, motherfucker. There's no excuse to eat like an asshole. I was fucking eating like an asshole.
Hey, if we're gonna be fat boys, we gotta have excuses.
I was so full. I was like burping while I was walking and shit.
I was like, burp. No, see, but what you guys, like, we're up at like fucking 6 a.m., you know, every day. We're out there on Noko Island, and then you're walking up and down the shit. And then some of the food's fucking bomb, yo. The curry today, oh my God.
Yeah, I have to admit, the yakisoba was my weakness, man. Like, that's my soul food.
Okay. Your spirit animal? Yeah.
So they gave us yakisoba with, like, maybe two strips of, like, pork. It's, like, it's just full carbs and sugar and all that good stuff.
For those of you who aren't too sure what yakisoba is, it's, like, fried noodles. Like, fried, I don't know, it's not raw. It's soba noodles.
Yeah.
So. But it's they put it in like this kind of teriyaki sauce. I don't know what the fuck soba sauce would
be. It's just good. If you've ever had, you just got to go to Nokonoshima and ask for the handsome guy's yakisoba. Special sauce.
They cook it on the teppanyaki, that like just table that looks like a grill, and it's carrots, cabbage, pork, and the noodles in the sauce.
Yeah.
And just, oh, dude, like all the teachers were like, hey, can we get some of that meat on there? So we're like picking through the shit, trying to find these little slivers of meat. But God, it, like, oh, yeah, you had what, like 2-3 servings of that?
Hey, don't look at me like
and
that.
And like,
I had 4.
Oh, fuck you, dude. No wonder.
And but I mean, I was so full for like the last 3 days, and I couldn't take a shit. And this fucker, he walked into the bathroom.
Talking about me, god damn it.
And then like I go, hey motherfucker, because like he was gonna go shower, and I was like, oh, hey you gonna shower? I'm gonna go with you.
He tried to come in my fucking shower.
And then I go, okay, I'm gonna get my towel, but I go, oh, I gotta take a shit. So I go to use the bathroom, and lo and behold, guess who's in the fucking shitter? It's Anthony. I'm like, motherfucker.
No, that's not fucking fair. We were trying to do the fucking podcast before that, and I was waiting, and the shower was fucking available. So I was like, we can't do the podcast. I'm going to take a shower. I get up to take a shower. This motherfucker's like, I'm going to take a shower with you. And I'm like, god damn it. And I mean, I'd rather shit before you get in the shower, because then you can wash all the nasty off.
But why did you go in the shower then first?
I didn't. I put my shit in the fucking shower.
Oh. You shit in the shower.
No, god damn it. I knew that was fucking coming. I put my towel and my clothes in the shower, and then I went to the restroom, and then this motherfucker's talking to me while I'm trying to have a goddamn bowel movement. And I'm like, what the fuck
fuck is this shit? I was like, we should just have the podcast here.
every time someone said something funny, he's like, oh, where's my phone? Let's try. But then after that one time, he's like, fuck my phone.
Fuck my phone. I'm not going to ever use my phone to record a podcast.
God, okay. This is our nastiest podcast yet. We got chili dogs and hot girls and shit talk. But yes, we really have been trying. there's good food out there. All right, yeah, fuck it. But I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow so y'all can stop talking shit, whatever shit you're going to talk. I'm doing it.
All right. You're getting stronger, right? Like,
yeah. Oh, God, yeah. My elbow's feeling a lot better. I'm able to put a lot more power out of my right arm, but benching is still scary.
Yeah, it feels like a stranger, huh?
Wait, you mean a stranger like the masturbating thing, don't you? Motherfucker. God damn it, Carl. See, every time I'm trying to get serious, you...
No, but how's the benching for real? Like, seriously?
No, I mean, I'm still, like, stopping at 115. Like, it's just... Or whatever it is with 245s, but...
Can't even add you in your math.
No. See, I got yelled at today because I was told to take a head count of everybody at the camp, all the adults. And these motherfuckers are like little ninjas blending into the background. So I call everybody up just to come to me. And I'm like, this will fucking solve everything. And then motherfuckers are standing behind people who are bigger than them. So they get eclipsed. So I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, we're at 17. And everyone's like, oh, why can't you fucking count? And I'm like, nigga, if you play in hide and seek when I'm fucking counting, then what the fuck you expect to happen, goddammit? And they're like, oh, so now they're like, Anthony doesn't know how to do math and derp. I know how to fucking add. Alright? You leave me the fuck alone. I was hot. I was sweating my balls off. I did whatever the fuck I could. Yeah.
Stop right. Yelling at me. We're done.
Yes.
We're good.
But yes, I'm trying to do what I can to build muscle. I'm gonna go to the gym tomorrow. Fuck, I gotta do legs. My chicken legs. But how's your halo? The fucking spiky helmet. We got him.
Yeah, thank you, Anthony, Pierre, Tony. You guys don't listen, but that's okay.
It's all right. And what they're like, he never thanked us. Like, no, you never listen, motherfuckers. but so what the fuck is it? It looks like a torture device.
It's a torture device, actually.
It looks like a headset. Like
it actually shoots electric current through your head so you can master movements faster. So it's called transcranial direct stimulation. So it's a... What's good about it is it looks kind of normal. You know, it looks like you're using headphones instead of like... Remember when I used to tape those electrodes to my head and walk around and like...
When you used to sleep with that at the camp?
Yeah.
So you actually wear that outside. Yeah. I thought it was something you like just put on when you sleep or when you're here at home.
No, just right before you train. Like.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. It gets your mind like ready to train.
So what you're basically saying is it helps you learn better?
Yeah. So you get better at movements. So for strength, like I've noticed my strength's been increasing. So it's been really good. So I really like it.
You don't think it's a placebo effect? Nah. You think it's actually...
It's real. That's like it was first the back by DARPA. You know, DARPA is that division for the military, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they spend a lot of money in like figuring out how to make their soldiers better and how to learn faster and all that good stuff. So
if they backing it, they're not going to be bullshit.
Yeah, there's a lot of research on it, so it's really good. I really like it. So thank you very much, Tony, Pierre, Anthony, Grace.
You're welcome. So what does it feel like? So is it just like, does it feel
like... It doesn't feel like anything really.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, but you feel stronger. Like, is it like taking a pre-workout or what?
Yeah, it's kind of like pre-workout without pre-workout. It's pretty nice.
Oh, that's fucking nuts. Oh, man. Yeah, I haven't taken pre-workout in a long time. I'm just sticking to my little fat burners and seeing how that goes.
You just got
to
get out there, man. You just got to, you know, put it in. I mean, the work. Put in the work.
You did not. Fuck you and your goddamn double entendres or whatever the fuck. It's not a Freudian slip. Anyway, this fool has to get up early, so we're going to bust over to our random news, and I'm going to nerd the fuck out. I'm sorry for it right now, but I'm not sorry. First off, I got to say congratulations to somebody who I know isn't listening, my cousin Derek. He just got engaged. He went out to Europe for his buddy's wedding. Like, apparently, my cousin's a fucking baller now. He was like in Paris and Venice and all these motherfucking places. And he asked this girl to marry him. And he's like, it said yes. And he's very funny because like in his little story on Instagram, he's like, yep, she said yes. He's like, which is good because we had like 6 days left of the vacation. So she said no. Yeah, it would have been pretty fucking awkward.
Like, we're breaking up now.
Yeah, he's like, well, what the fuck? You paid for the room. Like, I ain't going home. Are you going home? Like, So congratulations, Derek. Fucking, you know.
Congratulations, homie.
Welcome his girl into the family. I guess I gotta go down. Hopefully he goes somewhere cheap. He's balling now. Like,
come to Japan.
Shit. One of my cousins is coming to Japan, though. My cousin Kayla. She said she's gonna come down September. She's actually gonna come back with me after our family reunion. So she's gonna be kicking with me for a while. So we're gonna take her around, let her eat all the good foods and stuff, and it'll be really interesting. We can have her on. She'll be like our first millennial in the podcast. But yeah, I'm really excited to see how she enjoys it and all this stuff. She's really excited. I think it'll be her first time out of America. And I was about the same age when I left for the first time, so I'm really excited. But moving on to the random news, I was just watching Facebook about this video that went viral of the dude in Greece. Did you see that?
Oh, what happened there?
Just some dude doesn't know how to fucking eat, so he starts choking. And the girl he's with was just like watching him and just like patting him on the back.
Like, oh.
Yeah, like she
you're okay.
Well, he was like choking for 30 seconds and then she's watching. And then like some random dude in Greece, he was just like, oh, this fool's fucking dying. And she goes over and he just gives the dude the Heimlich and saves him. And the fool couldn't like breathe for almost like 2 minutes and is like, shit.
That dude has brain damage.
Well, I mean, he was probably getting like little bits of air in, so not enough to start brain damage, but it was like, you kind of know, like, even if you haven't learned the Heimlich, you know what you kind of got to do. Like,
so you got to karate chop him in the throat.
He's choking, quick chop him. It didn't work. I wonder why. Fucking A. No, but it was like, I had a student do that once, and it's like, you know, the nigga was trying to inhale this shit. He's like, and it took me 2 seconds, and I was just like, I know you got to hit the stomach because you're trying to make the air come out and pop it out.
He just wanted to punch the kid in the stomach.
just up there, sure you can. Oh, no. But it was just, it was nuts because, like, I think we all should be, like, CPR certified or those of us who aren't and stuff like that because it would help to know shit like that. And it's not hard, but I was just like, fuck. You've seen a movie. You know what the fucking Heimlich is like.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were scared of that Good Samaritan law. Like, if you,
it was Greece. Do they have a Good Samaritan law?
I don't know. I don't know anything about those crappy European countries.
those pre-America places. That's not America.
Like, do they even sue people there? Do they have lawyers there?
Oh shit!
Americans are like, oh, I didn't ask to be saved.
I know. Oh no, the Good Samaritan law is like once you start saving somebody, you can't stop. Like they said, I learned about this like when I was in college. If you see somebody drowning and you jump in to save them, and then halfway there you're like, actually, I think I'm gonna fucking pass on this shit. Then you're accountable because someone else might have jumped in to save them. So that was just an interesting line. I'm like, who the fuck would be that dude? Like, oh my god, somebody's drowning. Ah, but you know, I got those tickets, man. Oh well, see you, son. Oh man. Oh, speaking of America, Uncle Trump's been in the news.
He's always in the news,
oh,
man.
Oh, God. Do you know why? He apparently was sending racist tweets last week to... Well, he was sending tweets.
Shocker.
Telling four women of color to go back where they're from or some shit like that. And
isn't his wife like an immigrant, too?
Well, it was... Who was it? Oh, God. I think it was Kamala Harris... was it AOC? I don't remember. And then one lady who actually became a U.S. citizen. And fuck, I should have done more. But, you know, I know it was four people.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, he was like, if they have so many problems with me, why don't they go back to their communities and help out or some shit? And the news just like, oh, my fucking God, I can't believe he said that. And it's fucking hilarious to watch the news react to this on both sides. People are fucking idiots. Holy shit. The president says dumb shit.
Yes, yeah.
Right?
We say dumb shit. So what?
But we're not the fucking president. How many times do I gotta say that? It'd be different if it's President Carl and you're over here talking about fucking hot Carl. I knew you were gonna say that. But it was like, there was, it's nothing. It was a stupid comment. But it was unacceptable, but I don't think it was just fucking blatant out racism.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're just sensationalizing everything, you know?
But that's the thing. And then the Republicans are like, oh, my God, I can't believe the liberals, it's not racism and derp. And they should go back to where they can. They're all fucking American now. Yep. They can't go back to
anywhere. I'm going to go back to California. But, you know, what did they say? The country of Texas?
Oh, yeah, the country of Texas. at our camp, we all have to introduce ourselves, and one of our friends, Eric, he's like, they're like, what country are you from? Texas.
Confederate flag, motherfucker.
I know, shit. But no, with the shit, like, when are people going to know that the news is just sensationalizing everything? The fucking comment was stupid. He should, like, just take his tweets away. But if it was switched and a Democrat said something that hurt a Republican's feelings, oh my God, Obama, oh my God. Oh, fucking A, I hate politics. Those are the people you want to Heimlich in the neck. Yeah. He's choking, chop him in the neck.
It works. Good Samaritan.
Oh, man. So, an update on the Japanese news. The guy in Kyoto who's burnt that...
Yeah, that was pretty sad, though, man.
33 people died, apparently. And the guy, he's been in custody this whole time. Well, he's just a dude with, like, mental illness. So, like, he's not even officially been arrested, but...
Are you serious? Like, they can't try him for anything?
Well, I don't know how the laws work here. But as of right now, he's not been arrested. And... the whole thing was, is I guess like in 2012, he robbed a convenience store with a knife for 21,000 yen. So it's like about $200, $210 US. Mm. And so they knew he had a thing with mental illness, and they sent him to a doctor.
Did they say why he actually lit the place on fire, though?
He said that the company, the anime company, stole his idea. And
one of those kind of dudes.
Yeah, so... But apparently, like, his neighbors had issues with him playing music late at night, and it's, like, all anime and stuff. But, yeah, it was just sad because, like, the company can't rebuild. They're like, we don't have the money. There was talk that the place is going to turn into a park now. And, you know, and apparently they had a lot of fans. Like, people have been leaving flowers and stuff for them. And
yeah, we should start a GoFundMe for that shit. They probably have
one. They already have. They made $1 million in, like, 2 days.
I forgot. Are you serious? That's pretty awesome.
Dude, that's a shit. Fucking nerds. That's how we roll, man. But
better than that Delphine girl's bathwater.
Oh God, I wish I could have had it.
There's a cool meme about that, right? Like a taste tested, he dies.
Oh God, speaking of water, Aquafina or whatever, Awkwardfina, whatever.
Shut the hell up, dog.
I am sorry for misracing her. She is a Korean American YouTuber.
But she was playing a Chinese character.
That's exactly what the fuck I said. But everybody's like, no, you gotta know it. I was
Don't say everyone, it's just Mia. Judgmental Mia.
I was trying not to get in trouble. She listens to the podcast.
She's probably gonna listen tonight too.
I know, she's gonna come back and get us when we see her again. She's like, I heard what you said about me. It's like, fuck. Fool doesn't know how to use code names in fucking innuendo.
I didn't mean Mia. I did not mean you. I meant
Gia.
I meant another lady.
Oh God! But yes, we keep getting corrected after we finish these episodes. Luckily,
yeah, we have a fucking guaranteed fact checkers.
Yeah,
you lied.
But they never check while we're doing the episode. They tell us and they get mad. They're like, "You should have known this. You should have fact checked." I was like, "Fuck! I'm sorry." You know, we're scrubs. We're new. We're only at 28 episodes. All right, leave us the fuck alone.
We're still infants.
Yeah, you know, we're learning. We're learning how to crawl before we run. But yeah, sorry. Now I want to get to my really, really nerdy stuff.
What's your nerdy stuff?
Oh, San Diego Comic-Con. Oh, my God. It just happened. All kinds of news. Holy shit.
Lay it on me, brother.
All right. First, let's start with Marvel Phase 4. They just announced it.
Is that like that Nintendo Switch game?
Motherfucker. I hate talking to you so goddamn much, you son of a bitch. No, Marvel Phase 4 movies.
Oh, okay.
They announced The Eternals, which is honestly just kind of a meh comic.
Is it like The Incredibles?
Oh my fucking God. No, it's not. It's about gods that just they get reincarnated. It's fucking, I don't know.
Is it awesome?
No, it's kind of meh. They're not even anywhere. They show up like once every 5 years.
Is it like Mephisto?
Motherfucker, you're gonna let me talk. You're gonna keep saying shit. It's like knock over my mic. But they announced them. They showed the cast, which was people I didn't really give a fuck. I think Angelina Jolie's in it or some shit.
Oh, but shit. Give
a fuck about that. Eternals is going to be good. It's going to probably be like Guardians of the Galaxy, whatever. They announced Doctor Strange 2. It was Madness in the Multiverse, I think it's called. So everyone's like, ooh, is this how we're going to get mutants? And it's going to be a horror movie. So that's fucking cool. I'm like, oh, I wonder if New Mutants is still going to come out. They didn't say anything about that. But they did say X-Men and Fantastic Four are going to be showing up. Most likely, Fantastic Four is going to get their own movie, and X-Men are going to be popping up in someone else's stuff. But the sad news, the sad, sad news that kind of broke my heart.
What's up?
All those Netflix shows, they're not part of the MCU anymore.
Are you serious? So, like, they just killed them off?
They no, they just, that was just non-canon stories now. So,
before Disney bought Marvel, it was supposed to be connected to the MCU, which is like in the first seasons of a couple of the show, like Daredevil and Jessica Jones, there was like reference on the attack in New York, which was the Avengers movie.
Yeah.
But in Luke Cage season one, what's the fucker's name? Mahershala Ali, you know, the guy who was in the Green Book, and he's won like a couple of stuff. He was in, God, what was that movie? Moonlight or whatever. And he was Cottonmouth, the bad guy in Luke Cage, and he was fucking awesome. He, spoiler alert for Luke Cage season one, I'm going to tell you it in
three. It's been like three years, dude.
Hey, I'm a nerd. You got to give the nerds a chance.
Okay.
Nerds. Either way, so he dies in season one, right? Halfway through, but he was fucking epic. So Marvel announces a part of their season four. They said phase four might be the beginning of phase five, a new movie called Blade. And Mahershala Ali is Blade now.
Are you serious?
Yep. He apparently wanted to do it too.
But they don't want the fucking tax evader?
Well, he has a pretty big following. But Wesley Snipes was fucking nuts when he played Blade. You heard that, right? He wouldn't respond to any other name other than Blade. He would write.
It's called going into character.
No, motherfucker. This fucker would write on post-it notes shit when he would talk to people instead of talking to them directly. He would just be like, and just hand it to the director. And in the last movie, Blade Trinity, like they put in Ryan Reynolds and that chick, and he was like, they're trying to whitewash me out. He's like, you know, they're trying just to add more white people to make this movie, you know, because I'm, you know, too much for them and blah blah blah. And then he got caught for tax evasion.
I really like that Blade 3 one,
dude. I liked all of them. Like, I ain't gonna fucking front, it was Blade is fun. Every time I see Blade, I think of like 2000s techno music and just the dude, the way he used to pose. But yeah, since Mahershala Ali played Cottonmouth in the Netflix thing, and now he's playing Blade, everyone's like, "Well, how are you going to explain that?" And they're like, "The Netflix thing's not canon.
It didn't count.
It sucks so much because those shows were pretty fucking good.
So Daredevil is gone.
He's done." Like,
that was that was such a good series.
But even like, because Disney's Plus is doing the Disney Plus streaming service is coming out in November. Yep,
that's gonna kill everything, man.
So they showed pictures of like what are they called? The logos for like Captain America and Winter Soldier, you know, with the new Black Falcon America, pretty much.
Yep.
They showed Loki's design and stuff like that, and they were talking a little bit more of that. They talked about Black Widow's movie, but who the fuck cares about Black Widow? She's fucking boring. And the bad guy in Black Widow's movie is supposed to be Taskmaster for other nerds out there. But yeah, so they just, because of the deal to go to Disney Plus, they canceled Netflix because they made it just so high for them to renew the shit. But then that meant that even if Disney wanted to take those characters and use them in theirs, they still had to wait 2 years for like a non-compete. So they're just like, oh, erase. It doesn't matter. Fucking mouse. He's got too much power. But yeah, kind of made me sad because I really did enjoy those series. Other than Iron Fist, that was ass.
I liked Iron Fist. Danny.
Danny ran. Oh, it's a gunfight. I'm going to knock the gun out of his hand and then run away and hide in the shadows. Ooh. What kind of dumb shit is that?
Hey. It's called milking it.
You want to see some fun shit, you go to Pierre and talk about that fucking finale. That fool gets so goddamn angry about that. But the last bit of news was in the comics. They're revamping X-Men. Apparently, they're back when Fox still owned the rights, they kind of killed off most of the mutants, and then they've been slowly bringing them back. And now that Disney has the license, apparently, I don't know if that has to do with the story, but it's like apparently this new Dawn of X, Powers of X, it's gonna reshape the comic world and stuff. So everyone's freaking out about it and stuff, but it's starting pretty much next week, I guess, really. But yeah, it's, dude, Comic-Con is fucking awesome. They announced something about Superman, the crossover for the TV show Arrowverse. One of the characters in Legends of Tomorrow, he played Superman back in like 2005, 2003.
Brandon Ruth or something?
Yeah, something like that. Okay. So he's going to reprise his role because they're going to do the Infinity Crisis kind of thing, the Crisis on Infinite Earth. So they might have the Smallville guy be Superman come in.
Tom Welling too?
Yeah. So like everyone's like freaking out about that. It's gonna be Arrow's last season. But yeah, it's fucking good stuff. Thank you guys for letting me nerd out. I feel really good now. I feel,
yeah. I'm just you feel like using a baby as a weapon? Whamps! Did you hear about that? Like,
oh, you're serious?
Yeah, and SoftBank Hawks. Like, I think there was a game and he was getting kicked out, and this guy was like patronizing the guy, like, "Oh, you got kicked out, you dumb fuck." And then the guy uses his kid as like a like a weapon and hits the person with his
kid. Like head first or feet first?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you hit the person with your kid's feet, like that's just a good dad. If you hit him with the head, like now you need to say go to jail. You know, I could use my kid's feet as a weapon. Oh,
how come even Gray said that?
Great minds, man. Great minds.
I was like, oh, that's really cool. That's like, oh God. But yeah, I mean, like, dude, that I don't think it was such a big deal, but it's like a big deal.
Well, because like a kid, you'll give him Dame Bramage. You don't want to give him Dame Bramage.
Yeah, but you know,
it matters. You know, if you're a parent and you care, you hit feet first.
Feet first. That's our slogan.
That's how you do it.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's how we're gonna end this episode. Yep.
Feet first.
Hot Carls.
Yeah.
Sorry again, everybody. We will put this up ASAP and. Just know that we love and miss y'all, and have a good night.
Yep, I gotta get to bed. Shit.
Yeah, all right. Peace out, people. Late. Night.